What's the miz?
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
What's a miz?
Maud Johnson.
What?
I said, what's a miz? And I said, Maud Johnson.
Well, who's she?
She's Mercy Johnson's miz.
No, Leon, if she's a miz, she wouldn't belong to nobody.
Well, not to Mr. Johnson, anyway.
Well, then, what is a miz?
I said that first.
What?
What's a miz?
Maud.
Oh, no, Leon, a miz is an unattached woman.
No, Jesse, that's a miss.
Rosa Sharon's unattached.
And she's gonna be.
Well, she tries.
A miz is an independent woman, I guess you'd say.
You mean like that woman that I took to the diner and bought her a hamburger, and when it come time for her to pay, at first she was slow to pay, and then she just paid for mine, too, and walked right out.
She's a proud woman, wasn't she, Sam?
I don't know. I never seen her again after that.
Well, I don't know about that miz stuff, but I know Bessie Pearl sure got a lot more independent since she's been going to them those meetings of the Ladies' Kennel Club.
They had any more of them barking contests as Mercy Jesse?
I like the way things has changed with women, you know. When me and Candace goes out to eat to the chicken place, you know, she don't even argue no more. She just coughs up her half when it's time to pay.
Well, I guess it does have its advantages for single men who are cheapskates.
Pearl don't pay her half, huh?
No, she don't. That's why we don't go out to eat, and I don't have to tip Bessie Pearl when she waits on the table. It's all paid for.
That's real nice.
Y'all like that Mia stuff, huh?
Well, it's got its advantages, Leo.
I like the way it's pronounced. They can't tell what you're calling them.
What?
Well, a miss don't mind being called a miss, generally. And miss is how I always pronounced married women anyway. I never did learn to say miseress.
Well, I never thought of that.
How do you tell them apart?
Who?
A miss, and a miseries?
Why, I never thought of that.
Well, if they want to be told apart, they'll tell you.
Yeah, if they won't be told apart, they'll tell you.